Isaiah chapter 29, reading today from the 9th verse. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as the people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among the people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say unto him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say unto him that framed it, He had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and a Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. You know, it's a marvelous thing here that God is telling Israel, as well as the rest of the world, in that the Bible said, What I say to one, I say to all. He is telling them that even though the veil, as Paul said in his day, that remained over the face of Israel, that veil is taken away in Christ Jesus. But allegorically speaking, Israel was that thing that God used to bring forth a blueprint, as to lay down a program and a plan as to save all humanity, and to give them this symbolic thing, as Moses had said to Aaron and the others, See that you make all things according to the pattern shown thee in the mount. And Paul tells us, as in the Revelation, being the overseer to the Gentile church, or to the bride of Christ, he said, being a wise master builder, he said that he was able to lay these lively stones upon a foundation that the Lord Jesus Christ himself had laid, even the apostolic 12 that is found as their names being written in the foundations of the new city of New Jerusalem, which is recorded in the book of Revelation. So then this great, wonderful Paul speaks of these things of the Old Testament as being symbols and types and shadows. And he said, in these things could never make the comer thereunto perfect as pertaining to the conscience. He said, not even the high priest Aaron, who was symbolic of the coming of the great Holy Spirit, of the great Holy Ghost, not even Aaron could have a clear conscience. Even after he had done all that he did, even his conscience was not yet clear. So then the Bible teaches that where these things are offered up as to the atonement by Christ, there is no more conscience of sin, and that once and for all our conscience is purged from dead works unto the Spirit of God, or to a living God in the Spirit, whereby through faith we are purged, purified, and cleansed, that we might be a place of indwelling for the great, wonderful Holy Spirit is the temple of God. That is to say, the recipient of life. So then we see this wonderful thing here that God speaks of. He speaks of these wonderful things coming to pass as in our day when he will take away the shame of Israel. He will take away the veil. You know, the custom of the people as to symbolics was that the woman being shamefaced should cover her beauty. That way she's not lusted after. And then another thing was that in the covering of this veil, it represented the veil of death as to shamefacedness, because the woman having been the one that was found in the transgression, and the man not being found in the transgression, then her humility was unto her companion, which is her head. In that man is the head of the woman, and Christ is the head of man, and God is the head of Christ. Therefore, Jesus also came in that veil, as to say this veil that stood between him and the Heavenly Father, the veil of iniquity, to represent the darkness that stood between the great Antichrist and the great wonderful God of heaven that filleth all in all. And so it is to represent this body of iniquity, the man. He is in the image of the fallen one, or he is after Adam, and in Adam all die. And because of this, this veil as to the woman, when as Rebekah, when she came across the desert there on the camels, coming to Isaac, was taken into the secret chambers. And then her veil was removed. She put her veil over her face as she approached Isaac, but in the secret chambers it was moved, and thus this indicated that she became known as she was known, not seeing through a glass darkly, but rather face to face, as to say the rent veil of Calvary, that we are now on this side of the law and death, and Jesus, having rent the veil in twain, whereas he said to the disciples, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And so then the temple was destroyed. They understood not that he spake of his body, and charged him with things that wasn't right, because they said he spoke of the natural temple. Whereas it is true that the veil of the temple was rent in twain, even the natural temple. But Jesus, when he was resurrected, they understood then that he had spake of his body. So the Bible said that the temple was rent in twain, or he made in himself two, or twain, which means Lord and Christ, and the great rending took place as to the separation of the inner male as to the spiritual Christ, or that is to say man's life and man's spirit, and the outer body, which was the female receptacle, as to the woman. And so then the distance was put there as God again taking woman out of man's side as to the symbolics of that was there in the garden as to the natural, so is the spiritual. For all that is in heaven, it is represented by allegoric things in the earth. For the Bible said all the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly understood by the things which do appear, even to the eternal Godhead, so that we're without excuse. And this means that when we receive the Spirit of Christ, that it tutors us and revelates every natural thing to us to show the symbolics as to what it represents in the heavenly world. So then we see the veil was rent in twain, and the veil that was rent in twain was the body being separated from the spirit, to show that our spirit is separated from our body, and our body is as to the body of iniquity and sin. It is now dead by Calvary because of the transgression of sin. God has smitten it, and now delivered for offenses, that body is now gone, and we are now raised again for justification by the new body, in that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and now we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. God said, I create a new heaven and a new earth, or a new heavens. So we realize then that, as the Bible said, the rending of the veil. Whereas you cast your pearls before swine, they'll turn and rend you. And the body of Jesus was rent as to the veil from the top to the bottom. It was bruised, it was bloody. And as to this, the Bible said to make a new way to God, even through his flesh. So then it is so beautiful how that he was sacrificed to bring forth the life, even the pure life, from within this beastly body as to the image. He that knew no sin was made sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ, having died out of the presence of God, that we might live in the presence of God, God giving his own Son that he might receive us. So then it is so beautiful to know that the veil has been rent in twain, and our body is now dead because of sin, buried in water baptism in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we are resurrected with him, having been crucified with him. We now live with him unto the new life, and sealed inside, we cannot sin because we are born of God.